Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Kristen Carfault, Director of Business Outreach and Engagement, and Del Birch, Business Outreach Specialist at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Kristen and Del, thank you for joining us for this episode of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. We know that everybody at the Chamber is extremely busy, so we appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. Let's start with you, Kristen, and have you share with our listeners your background and discuss the road that led you to the Chamber.
Sure. So I recently returned to Erie. I'm one of those what you call boomerangers, and spent about 30 years away working in another industry. The last 7.5 years, I worked for a state association and really working on connecting companies to various resources that the association could provide. And the next logical step for me was to move home and move the career into economic development and help the community I grew up in.
Kristen, you mentioned being away from Erie for over 30 years. When did you return to the area?
I moved back to the area in the fall of 2021.
Wow, so you returned to Erie after 30 years in the midst of a pandemic to help businesses try to navigate their way through it. That's a terrific story. Thank you, Kristen, for sharing. Let's transition to Del now. And Del, same thing for you. Give us some information about your background and what led you to the Chamber.
Sure. I was born and raised in Erie, but spent the first 15 years of my career in Baltimore working for corporate marketing at Westinghouse and Black & Decker. I came back to Erie in 93 and started working in economic development. I actually was the business retention manager for Erie County in the late 1990s. Moved on to a consulting job. And when I retired in 2017, I found out it wasn't any fun. And I approached the Chamber, and I've been doing outreach for them for the past 2 years.
And Del, your story, very similar to Kristen's, another individual who left Erie, returned. And from the sound of the way you just described it, retirement was not for you. And I would imagine that you have to be happy being involved in business outreach again.
That's right. And I'm having a lot of fun doing outreach again, this time for the Chamber.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to digging a little bit deeper throughout the program into both of your efforts when it comes to business outreach with the Chamber. Kristen, tell us a little bit more about your current role and responsibilities with the Chamber.
Absolutely. So as the Director of Business Outreach and Engagement, my role is to really lead the Business Retention and Expansion Program as part of the Economic Development Team here at the Chamber. The Business Outreach Team is out working with businesses in the community, finding out what keeps them up at night, kind of mapping out a plan of how we can connect them to resources, and then also overseeing the process to make sure we're meeting with all of the right people and, you know, getting done what we need to get done.
How about you, Del? What are some of your key responsibilities to go along with your current role?
Sure. My job is to meet with the companies on a regular, ongoing basis. And Kristen and I work together to identify specific targets, but also to meet with anyone who calls the Chamber for an outreach visit. So I'm out there on the street every day meeting with companies.
One thing that we've touched on throughout the years doing this program with the Chamber, and I think it's worth mentioning again, is you don't have to be a Chamber member to reach out to the business outreach team. You're a phone call away, and you will help assist them in showing them what the Chamber can offer.
That's correct. You do not have to be a Chamber member to schedule an outreach visit with Del and I. We meet with any business in the community.
Why are outreach visits from the Chamber such a key part of your overall mission?
Well, one of the one of the parts of our mission is really helping companies stay in Erie, grow and thrive in the community.
And that's real important, particularly for small to mid-sized companies where that owner is wearing every hat in the book. They are managing the business. They're doing HR. They're on the factory floor or in the shop. They're doing so many things every day that when an issue or an opportunity arises, they don't have time to figure out who can help me. That's why the chamber is so proactive in calling companies and suggesting that we sit down and talk, because we represent so many different programs and resources that could be available to that business. So we take the guesswork out of it for them.
And that also really helps them save time and navigate the system, as Dell said, because they just want to be able to run their business. So we want to be able to take a lot of that work off of them.
We're going to talk a little bit later about how the chamber really excels at connecting. But before we do that, I want to ask your opinion about something. Have there been specific business categories that you've been finding yourself more involved with due to some of the larger challenges that said business categories have faced?
Yes and no. Dell spends a lot of time working in the manufacturing segment, and I'll let him touch a little bit on that. I have met with a wide variety of businesses, whether it's a small business, such as a restaurant, a retail store, whether it's someone that has an online business and a warehouse, various other providers of, it could be just about anything and everything.
It's also important to remember that we will talk with aspiring entrepreneurs, people who want to start a business. And oftentimes they Google, how do I start a business in Erie, Pennsylvania? And the first return is the Erie Regional Chamber. That's exactly what we want to see. They call the chamber and the chamber connects that individual with myself. So it's not just existing businesses. It's those entrepreneurs who want to start a business. But regardless of whether it's an existing business in manufacturing or retail, or meeting with an entrepreneur who aspires to own a business, that 30 to 45 minutes sit down with that person face to face is so important to making them aware of all the different organizations, programs, and resources that could be available to them. Again, we don't want them spending their time figuring out who can help them. We will do that on their behalf so they can focus, as Kristen said, on their business.
And I think the internal rule is we'll give anyone an hour of our time.
And that leads me to another opinion question. Do you feel like some businesses hesitate to reach out and they end up doing it later than they should have instead of making what would be a great call out to your business outreach team?
Yeah, but oftentimes through our network, we will hear about those types of companies and we'll be proactive in reaching out to that owner. Because again, particularly for small to mid-sized companies, owners don't understand the economic and workforce development system. They don't know who to call. And we try to make it as easy as possible. Just call the chamber. We represent over 40 different economic and workforce development organizations. We can make that transition easy for you.
And we've already mentioned that you don't have to be a chamber member to set up a business outreach visit. I think we should also stress that there is no obligation involved in that either, correct?
That's absolutely right. You do not have to be a member. Like I mentioned earlier, we are there to help all the businesses in the community.
And that outreach visit is free. There's no charge. There's no obligation.
And one more thing I think that's important that we discuss when we talk about business outreach visits is, and I'll let either of you explain this more in detail, but it's more about helping the client solve problems than it is about any type of sales pitch.
Yeah, actually, we don't really touch on member benefits unless that's something that the person we're meeting with asks about. We really want to focus on them. We do much more listening and do a deep dive into questions. So it's a lot more about active listening than it is about talking about how we can offer them, because we want to make sure we're getting a full intake. I kind of picked this up from Dell, but he always likes to say that we're like general practitioners. We take a full intake of all the needs and all of the challenges or opportunities that they're having. And then we become the great connector and we connect them out to all of the specialists, which are our 40 plus strategic partners. And then the strategic partners can take the time to determine whether or not the business might qualify for whatever services that they can provide and get them on their way.
Walk us through a typical business outreach visit and tell us why should a local business schedule one soon?
Just to kind of tack on what I previously said, we want to do a deep dive, you know, find out what's keeping the business up at night. What are they worried about? How did the business start? Where is the business currently? And where they want to take the business, you know, moving forward? What's going well? What's not going well? It's always important for us to hear all of their needs and have them prioritize so we can make sure we can, you know, if we need to research something, we can look into that top need first and then go down the list. Again, our job is really to help the businesses navigate the system, make connections at no cost, we'll mention that again, and really save them time. So just to continue with that, we'll summarize this to the company in what we would call a company action plan. And then again, just connect them to solutions or potential solutions that the partners can really evaluate specifically.
What happens after the business outreach visit is complete?
So after the visit, we would follow up with the company on the company action plan, make sure they do agree to it, start researching any opportunities that we might need more information on, make the appropriate introductions to the partners in our network individually, and then kind of guide the process along, follow up with the partners to make sure that they have follow up with the company to make sure they have provided any additional details that the partner needs, and then touch base periodically just to see how the process is going. And, you know, maybe circle back with them a couple weeks down the line, a couple months down the line. And if there's anything new, we can certainly address that issue at that time.
Dell and Kristen, are you seeing any trends in the top issues / opportunities that you are discussing with local businesses?
One of the big trends is always access to a skilled workforce. And that's why new community amenities like the community college are so important because, you know, we're a big manufacturing town. And when manufacturers share a common need for a certain skill set, that's something that other partners like the community college can then address quickly.
And just to add to what Dell said, because he mentioned manufacturing, I've also noticed in meeting with some other small businesses, they might need a specific type of skilled worker as well in a different skill set. For example, I met with a company a few months back and they really needed to grow their team and add people that could write content for a website. And they really wanted to do a deep dive and get to the right people because they weren't just getting a good enough workforce funnel or applicant funnel doing the normal search, you know, through the online job sites.
We've said it on this program so many times throughout the last couple of years, but it's worth mentioning again. The Chamber was such a crucial part of getting the community college up and running in Erie. And Dell, I'm going to direct this question toward you. With that being said about the community college, is the issue of businesses finding skilled workers to fulfill their needs trending in the upward direction finally?
Well, this is anecdotal, but yes, the problem seems to be getting better. And I'm hearing that from many employers. One of the reasons is that they've adjusted their entry-level wages. They're doing other things as well, but that seems to be, they always cite that as one of the reasons why they're getting more applicants and more individuals showing up for an interview.
I want to focus for a moment on the key question that your outreach team asks its members frequently, and that is, what's keeping you up at night? It's already been brought up on the program today, but the reason why I want to have you both elaborate on this is because with COVID-19 getting further and further behind in the rearview mirror, how are you helping business owners in a post-COVID recovery?
By making sure they understand that there are many organizations and many programs and resources offered at the local, state, and federal levels that have been put in place to help those companies grow and thrive. Again, so many of these small business owners, they're in the weeds trying to stay afloat during COVID. They don't have time to take their eyes off the prize, which is running their business and staying profitable. That's where we come in and we make them aware of different programs. One great example is the Workforce Opportunity Tax Credit, WOTC, which we affectionately call WOTC. If you hire a veteran, an individual who is on food stamps or the family is on food stamps or TANF benefits, those individuals, when you hire those individuals, the company is eligible for tax credits on some of their salary. So many small to mid-sized companies are hiring these individuals and are not aware of that tax credit. So I take particular pride in making sure that the businesses I visit are aware of this program after I ask the question, do you hire veterans, individuals receiving public assistance, et cetera? They're grateful to learn about that tax credit. And I provide them with a packet of information and the name and phone number of an individual who runs that program in Harrisburg, who emphatically reminds me that he is willing to take any call from any employer who wants to take advantage of that tax credit program. So that's one example of what we do and what we bring to those small to mid-sized businesses.
And that's a perfect example of, you know, the education process that is continuous as new programs come online, as new grant funding is available, as new resources come along. We're constantly educating ourselves. If we find out about something new, Dell and I will want to jump on a call or a Zoom, get the details so to make sure that we have that in our back pocket and we can communicate that to a business when we find that there's a match for that service.
We're going to jump back to a point that was made earlier in the show, and that's about how the Chamber is really good at helping businesses make connections, and your members know all about that. I want you to cite real-world examples of those connections that benefited your members.
I don't think I talked about this yet on the call. One example is a call that I received from an individual who has been working on his business in isolation in his home in Erie. We sat down and talked. We had to talk after hours because he works a full-time job during the day, but the dream is to transition to his own business full-time. We sat down and talked, and so often these individuals are completely unaware of the entrepreneurial ecosystem that has been built in Erie over the past 5 to 10 years. Small Business Development Center at Gannon, the Erie Technology Incubator at Gannon, the Radius co-working space at the Renaissance Center, where you have a bunch of aspiring entrepreneurs who are working in an entrepreneurial community and they can feed off of each other. And it's new programs like Paramount Pursuits, Thrive in Erie, and Bridgeway Capital's Made in Erie. All of these programs are designed to help that aspiring entrepreneur achieve his or her dreams. And so many of these aspiring entrepreneurs aren't aware of that support system. So again, it is a lot of fun to turn these individuals on to this network, this support network that we have in Erie.
And Dell, you just said it. There are so many of those great tools available for local business owners to use. And I have to imagine that's what pushes yourself and Kristen and the business outreach team to do what they do at the Chamber.
And yeah, it's even as simple as the SBDC's very aggressive series of webinars on various topics from profitability to HR issues that they offer free of charge to any business. All you have to do is register for them.
beyond some of the tools that we've already discussed, what are some other economic development tools and resources that are available in Erie County to your members?
So there's really five main areas that we can make connections in different resource categories. So we have entrepreneurship and innovation. Dell talked a little bit about, you know, Radius Co-work, the Beehive Network, the SBDC. There's also land and building. We work well with the Erie County Redevelopment Authority, Erie Downtown Development Corporation, Erie Technology Incubator. There's also capital and finance. You know, Erie County Gaming and Revenue Authority, Bridgeway Capital, which Dell alluded to, Ben Franklin Technology Partners. Also workforce, again, one of our kind of our top needs. So the Erie Regional Manufacturing Partnership, the Pennsylvania Career Link, Penn State Barron, Gannon, Edinburgh, Mercyhurst, public schools, McDowell has an amazing manufacturing academy. And then kind of our last area, growth and support services. So that could be someone with the Steel Valley Authority, could be Northwest Commission for any type of government procurement or international business development, City of Erie, SBDC again, Northwest Industrial Resource Center. The list goes on, and I feel like every day we're uncovering new partners that we can make connections to.
Kristen, that's a terrific list of organizations. Some of those names and voices you even hear on this radio station, so it just goes to show how many great organizations, and we've used this term a couple times already, tools and resources there are for local businesses in Erie and the greater surrounding area. That segues us into the next question. If an Erie small business is not yet a chamber member, making that small step in reaching out to the business outreach team can really make 2022 a great year for them, couldn't it?
Well, I would say we do, I believe our number is we do 170 events each year. We have different categories for those events. Eight of those events would be our signature events. So our State of the Region, Erie Homecoming, our annual meeting, our golf outing, and then kind of matching the businesses to what might work for them on a more monthly basis. So we have Connect for Coffee. It's one of our events where we cap at 30 people. Each of the businesses are able to stand up, give a 2-minute elevator pitch, and then we reserve the remaining time for networking. You know, great opportunity to hear exactly what they're doing. We do a Business and Brewskis, which is an after the workday event where it's speed networking. Again, we have half of the group seated talking about their business. The other half of the group is mobile, you know, going from table to table. I think we do about 10 to 12 tables. And again, you know, take some breaks, reserve some time for networking, but they can do a little bit more deeper dive into their business, exchange business cards. And then lastly, we do our business after hours, which is a larger event. Again, all networking. It's a great opportunity if you want to host something, you're kind of featured, can talk a little bit about your business and what services they offer. And one more, which is new for 2022, which I almost forgot, which is our chamber meet and greet. And this is a great opportunity for both non-members and new members to come to the chamber offices for an hour in the morning, learn about the economic development side of the house, can network with all of the team members here. If they want to schedule an outreach visit with Dell and I, they can do so. We have a computer set right up. They can get right into our calendar. And then also learn about the business engagement side, which is all of the member services that the chamber can provide through networking, all of the events I just mentioned, and any of other partners where they might need connections to. Dell?
Yeah, so networking is critical. We get feedback all the time from these businesses that they're making connections within the community, and it's really fostering a business-to-business connection, keeping the business in Erie. And that's one of the neat things that I've seen as I've done this, as I've been in this role, is that so many of our local businesses are working with other local businesses. A manufacturer doesn't do a particular step in the manufacturing process, so they sub that out to another local manufacturer, and it keeps the business local. And that's a very positive thing. It seems to me that Erie business people like to support other Erie businesses, first and foremost.
And one more thing I'll add is everybody's busy during the day. So if they know that they've registered for our event and reserved time, and they know that other businesses are attending, that gives them a few minutes to connect with them and maybe help each other on a particular issue. So it's kind of a nice reserved time slot for a way for everybody to get together.
Kristen and Dell, let's give out the best information on how to contact you, phone numbers, email addresses, if they want to reach out to have the Chamber's business outreach team set up a conversation to discuss all the great things that we've talked about on the program today.
Absolutely. If they want to call the Chamber, the number is 814-454-7191. And if they're interested in scheduling an outreach visit, Dell, I can go ahead and give my email and we can divide and conquer. So my email address is kcarfalt. So it's kkarrfalt at eriepa.com. Or they can simply just go to our website and they should be able to schedule a visit that way as well.
Dell and Kristen, thank you once again for being on the program today. This has been a terrific conversation about what the business outreach and engagement team at the Erie Regional Chamber of Growth Partnership can do for local businesses, all the resources that you can point them in the direction of, and everything that we discussed on this program as far as the tools and resources are concerned. Is there anything further you'd like to add before concluding this edition of Business Spotlight?
Just call and schedule a time to meet with one of us. They've got the information. There's no cost, no excuse.
We can't help a business unless we sit down and talk with them first.
That's right. So if you're interested in scheduling an outreach visit, please call the Chamber at 814-454-7191. Again, that's 814-454-7191.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.